Minnesota News Network. Good afternoon. I'm Brent Pohm. Governor Tim Walz announced his gun violence prevention plan at the Capitol this morning, which includes a ban on military assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. The governor says this should not be a political issue, but a safety issue.
We've proven to the rest of the world that Minnesota is built differently. And I want to make this case that this legislative session, this is an opportunity to make Minnesota the safest state around gun violence while doing nothing to impinge on your Second Amendment rights.
The Republicans' plan does not include gun bans, but instead more funding for school safety and mental health resources. Attorney General Keith Ellison says the state has resolved its lawsuit against Fleet Farm for negligently selling firearms to straw purchasers. The consent judgment comes after Fleet Farm tried to dismiss the lawsuit this fall. Fleet Farm has now agreed to take multiple steps in Minnesota stores to improve detection and prevention of possible straw buying. The company will also pay a $1 million penalty. Fleet Farm was accused of selling a gun to a straw purchaser that was used in a mass shooting at a St. Paul bar in 2021. The Minnesota Department of Revenue is reminding taxpayers to stay alert this filing season, as scammers often use this time of year to steal personal information, identities, and tax refunds. Commissioner Paul Marquardt says if you do receive a text message,
don't click, don't reply, because the Department of Revenue on a text will never send you anything that will say you have to click to make a payment or click to get a refund. We will not do that.
Marquardt says the same goes for emails. And a Minnesota man was killed when a small avalanche swept through the Centennial Mountains in Idaho Sunday. The Clark County Sheriff identified the victim as 21-year-old Landon Fox of Amboy, Minnesota. Today marks the 46th anniversary of the 1980 U.S. Olympic men's hockey team beating Finland to win the gold medal. Al Michaels has the final call of Team USA's 4-2 victory in Lake Placid.
Crowd going insane at the moment. Bedlam in here, stomping. 5 seconds to the gold medal, 4 to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true!
The U.S. won the gold medal 2 days after the Miracle on Ice semifinal victory over the Soviet Union. That team had 12 Minnesota college players and was coached by the U of M's Herb Brooks. And U.S. Olympic curlers Corey Teasy and Corey Dropkin received a hero's welcome last night at the Duluth International Airport. Corey and Corey won the silver medal in mixed doubles at the Winter Games in Italy. TC told reporters it was an incredible month over there and to be able to represent our country. This is MNN.